Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, December 6, 2021. I'm Rich Stravolino. According to documents reviewed by Bloomberg, Sony plans to launch a subscription service codenamed Spartacus to compete with Xbox Game Pass, expected to launch this spring. The service would merge Sony's existing PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Now services, with Sony keeping the PlayStation Plus branding. While not finalized, Sony plans three tiers for the service: a base tier with existing PlayStation Plus benefits, a second tier with a larger game catalog that could eventually include access to PS5 games, and a third tier with extended demos, game streaming, and access to a library of classic games going back to the PS1. DoorDash hired dozens of full-time employees as couriers for its new ultra-fast 15-minute delivery service. The service is launching in the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan. These employees will also stock and manage the local DashMart delivery facility. DoorDash supplies e-bikes from Xumo for deliveries, and employees have access to traditional workers' compensation and health insurance benefits. The information reported Instacart plans to launch a similar service using employees next year. Spotify removed the work of hundreds of comedians as part of an ongoing dispute about paying royalties on a copyright for jokes played on the service. Currently, comedians are paid as performers through a label or distributor, but not compensated as writers of the work. On November 24th, Spotify notified the global rights administration company Spoken Giants, which began reaching out to streaming services and radio this spring on behalf of comedians, that would remove the works it represented until an agreement was reached. Pinterest acquired the video creation and editing app Vochi in an undisclosed deal. Vochi uses a computer vision-based video segmentation algorithm to apply effects on moving objects in a video, as well as offering filters and more standard video editing tools. The Vochi app will remain a standalone experience, and Pinterest did not specify how it would integrate the tech into its service. LG will shut down its LG mobile developer website services on December 31st. This means there will no longer be a way to get an official bootloader unlock key for LG devices, which is key for installing custom Android ROMs. Last week, Twitter updated its private information policy to ban sharing photos and videos of private individuals without consent. The company acknowledged it mistakenly suspended accounts under this policy, citing coordinated and malicious reports targeting anti-extremism researchers and journalists. A Twitter spokesperson said a dozen erroneous suspensions occurred and that the company launched an internal review to ensure the rule is used as intended. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office sent Clearview AI a notice of allowance for its patent on methods of providing information about a person based on facial recognition, including its automated web crawler, which scans the internet for photos of faces and matches them in a database. This notice means the patent will be approved once Clearview pays administrative fees. Alibaba will reorganize its e-commerce business into two units focused on international and domestic Chinese markets, respectively. The International Digital Commerce Unit will include AliExpress, Alibaba.com, and its Southeast Asian e-commerce business, Lazada. The Chinese-focused unit will include Tmall and Taobao. Verizon sent out emails notifying customers of a new Verizon Custom Experience, which helps personalize relevant product and service recommendations by collecting personal information on devices. Verizon advises users must opt in to participate, but reporters at The Verge and Input found they were already opted into the program in the My Verizon app. The program has two options, Custom Experience, which collects browser and app activity, and Custom Experience Plus, which also collects device location and phone numbers called. Verizon says it does not sell this information to advertisers, and users can delete information collected in the My Verizon app settings. Google began rolling out its locked folder feature in Google Photos to non-Pixel Android phones. This feature launched at Google I.O. this year for Pixel 3 and newer devices, letting users protect a folder of images with a passcode or biometric authentication. OnePlus CEO Pete Lau said that the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 will be included in the company's next-gen devices. While Lau didn't name these upcoming devices specifically, it seems likely the SoC will show up in the OnePlus 10 series of phones. Motorola revealed details about its upcoming Edge 30 Ultra handset on its Weibo account, saying it will offer a 144Hz screen that supports HDR 10+ and be powered by the new Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 SoC. Motorola will officially announce the device on December 9th. And finally, Google began rolling out an update to YouTube Music to let users save a current music queue as a playlist. If the capability seems familiar, it originated in YouTube Music's predecessor, Play Music. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.